The human body is intrinsically electrical, and almost every one of our cells generates a voltage across its cell membrane that's used by the cell to communicate with others, which is what nerve cells do, or to carry out other important functions like pumping food into cells or pumping waste out.
Now, as our knowledge of this field grows, scientists are realising that many diseases are actually associated with a disruption in these electrical processes. So, if we can reverse those changes, it might be possible to slow down some diseases. Or, on the other hand, if we exaggerate those changes, it might be possible to kill off harmful cells, like cancers.
Frankie Rawson from Nottingham University is developing new ways to manipulate these electrical effects in the body. It's a field called electroceuticals.
All your cells are electrically active in one form or the other. In your central nervous system, it's based on ion movement, but also cells shuttle individual electrons around, just like electrons moving in a copper wire that powers a light bulb. One thing to note is, in disease, there's a malfunctioning in your electrical communication systems. What changes in those electrical signals is not very well understood, and we're starting to understand that, which means that we can now start to develop the technology to modulate that, to try and negate problems associated with disease.
Bioelectric devices are already available, from the well-established pacemaker to the bionic eye that's not yet currently on the market. But these devices require invasive surgery to get them to where they're needed in the body, which has its drawbacks.
Doing invasive surgery is not necessarily a good thing. One, it leads to chances of infection. Two, the electrical component doesn't necessarily last long, so it needs replacement. So if we can develop wireless tools, we can avoid the detrimental effects associated with invasive surgery.
By exploiting the electrical conductivity of cells in the body, one of Frankie's aims is that these electrochemical-based wireless tools can be applied to treating diseases, including cancer.
There's changes in the way that cancer move electrons around during the disease. So what we plan on doing and addressing is, if you can control that electron transfer and those electrical communication systems in cancer, you can also halt cell proliferation or even induce cell death to actually kill the cancer and treat it.
One way Frankie plans to control cancer cells' behaviour is by the use of conductive nanoparticles. A kind of conductive pill will be taken by the patient, spreading gold nanoparticles throughout the body. And then the ones that reach the cancer cells would be activated by an electromagnetic field being induced in a particular area of the body.
We functionalise and synthesise these gold nanoparticles. We're terming them nanobombs. You put them inside the body, they're taken up by a cancer cell. You apply an external electric field, and that electric field switches on that gold nanoparticle to induce cell death.
Another proposal is to grow conductive wires within living tissue around cancer cells to enhance the effect of the electromagnetic field when it's targeted at the cancerous area.
We plan on wirelessly growing conductive wires around cells. So when you apply your external field, you get an enhancement of that electrochemical effect.
So how do you ensure that you're hitting the right area of the body with the electromagnetic field? As electrical conductivity is so wide-ranging, getting this wrong could pose serious problems.
The reason that they have to implant electrical devices, so do that invasive surgery, is because they need that electrical device to be close to that area of the tissue that they're targeting. So the idea that we propose, and we've already got some preliminary data for this, to actually use additive manufacturing to build 3D electronics, which enable you to actually target the geometry of your electric field, so you can target where that field is going into those tissues. So it gives you a degree of selectivity in terms of targeting a specific area.
So besides cancer, could there be other applications for this wireless electrochemical technology?
There certainly are. It's extremely broad. So just to give you a flavour of where the state of the art is. So, of course, we've already mentioned the cochlear implant, the potential bionic eye. So that's controlling neuro signals. But there's also the work by Professor Kevin Tracy over in the Feinstein Institute of the States, where he discovered there's a reflex arc that modulates your immune system. So there's a whole host of treatments now being currently developed for treating arthritis, gut inflammation using electronics. So there is certainly scope to treat a whole host of diseases.
Frankie Rawson there from Nottingham University. And thank you also to our other guests this week, Sophie Williams, Tom Quick, Becky Shipley, and Sarah Bondyke.